Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We are sliding into the 5 o'clock happy hour, and I welcome back a fine co-devil. You know him. You probably like him a little. He is my good friend, Dominic Salvia. Dom, welcome back, man.
Hey, Crudy. Brian, happy hour to both of you. Great to be with you.
Well, buddy, we were playing a little coy yesterday. I think some did not realize, including Profane Ronnie. Nice to see her and her, not Trumpster husband, but conservative husband. Even he came out.
Yeah.
We went to People's Park in Waukesha. And anyways, she's like, I was very unclear, but I didn't want to interrupt. We were all having such a good time welcoming Dom back. Well, day two, man. Get ready to go to work, fella.
Yes, we'll be doing this now, the happy hour. I mean, what a perfect time for me to kind of come in and hang out with you guys a little bit. 5 to 6, Monday through Friday. That's the plan. But, you know, it's like sex with an ex. You know, it seems like a really good idea at first, but we'll see how it all plays out. But great to be back. Had a blast hanging out with Ronnie and Kip and Eddie and Mark came by. And Fancy Brian, I know you've been working hard, but hopefully we'll get out here real soon.
Yeah, real soon. Bring your checkbook if you're taking Brian out for some beers. So, Dom, I wanted to ask you if you'd seen what I perceive to be sort of a tragic headline for Trump. Did you see his accountant firm fired him and said effectively everything we produced for the last decade, all the certified financials, you can't trust any of those. Dom, you've got your
garbage
MBA.
In, garbage out.
Well, you repeat my fine words from earlier in the program, but buddy, as the more businessy oriented side of the Devil's Advocates, you got your MBA, you're working in the business sector. What if your accountant called you and said, you know, all of our work for the last decade is unreliable? Do you think the notes, the bank might start calling and saying, you're due? Today,
it certainly would be concerning to me. You know, do they do it preemptively or do they wait till the refi has to happen, right? Till the note comes due? I'm not clear on that, but it's like getting fired by your lawyer.
Why wait? I mean, if you're going to default somebody, if you know that the guy that borrowed the money has been lying to you and committed
because
some
if he's
sort of
making
fraud?
Payments, you play that game now. He stops making payments. If he's making the nut, then why
listen
ride the
to
boat?
You being all practical.
You may as well get what you can while you can because it is Donald Trump. But that is devastating for a guy who's you know apparently had anywhere from several hundred million dollars to over $1 billion in debt, lots of you know leveraged properties. If he loses his access to cash, oh hell, there's always Putin. But it is very concerning, and you got to assume that it's you know pressure and you know inquiries from the various investigations in New York is starting to now you know is having an effect. And when you get fired by your accounting firm, when they say, yeah, you know what, as we look back and, you know, we don't really know exactly, we haven't really found, you know, the inflation or deflation or whatever, because you got to remember, when accountants and consultants do these numbers, they are using the numbers that you provide for them. They're not the ones, you know, jumping on QuickBooks for Donald Trump and making sure he's putting things in accurately and in the right areas. They're just going to take the numbers that are provided to them, crunch them, and spit them out. And there's all sorts of disclaimers. It happens on my taxes and everybody's taxes, unless they're actually doing it for you, unless they are providing you the bookkeeping and accounting services along with the tax returns, they're not going to guarantee anything.
Well, you can't have them doing the books if you're cooking the book stuff. You know exactly. What I mean? It gets a little conflicted. So if indeed it is your intent, I'm just speculating here because I don't have the benefit of the evidence at this point. But, you know, if I'm trying to, you know, boonswoggle someone, let's say I want to inflate my value when it's time to borrow against it, but when it's time to pay the tax man, oh, woe is me. That depreciated asset, oh, it's a tough right. marketplace. My dog ate my homework. You know, you tell him anything, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Ultimately, those things are starting to catch up to Donald Trump. And if you read into the Mazars USA letter, my understanding is they did this as a direct result of questioning from Letitia James, the attorney general of the state of New York. And they had provided what? It was some enormous number of documents. It was
over 500,000 documents based on some of the identification numbers in the court filings. Yeah, that is a lot of documents.
Now, I know you took the LSAT a couple times, Dom. Trying to get into law school, that's nearly as good as graduating. I realize the wheels of justice move slowly. And when you got 500,000 documents to review, you got to be thorough. You got to do your due diligence. You know, apparently, unlike the folks at Mazars USA, at least, you know, predicated on their recent statement to the Trump org. So, anyways, is there a lesson for the rest of us here, Dom?
Perhaps. And, you know, what I'm still anxious to know is what happens with Deutsche Bank. You know, this is still kind of an unaddressed issue. A lot of that money coming from Deutsche Bank, which I would assume, predict, suggest that perhaps that's some dirty money coming out of Russia. You know, where's all that? And could this help unravel some of the Deutsche Bank funding as well? I think, let's look, it's certainly not good news for the Trump family or the Trump organization. And I hope that they continue to, if there's, you know, fraud and to the degree of overstating an asset by $200 million, give or take, said Weisselberg. You know, $200 million, give or take. Are you kidding me? That is a huge amount of money. And you know, you get busted for $20,000 in fraud. It's a big problem. If you're talking about $200 million and just in one asset, there's some big problems here. But it will take time, and that's unfortunate. And you know, the cult members, they just presume this is a witch hunt, and who cares, and we don't want to know about that, and why are you going after him, and what about Joe Biden, what about Hunter's laptop? But these are residual.
Don't forget Hillary's
issues.
Emails.
We'll get there. But these issues, they come up, and the reason that we are still looking backwards is because they have not yet been resolved.
Now, I don't know if you recall, the Kavanaugh hearings were going on in D.C., and the New York Times dropped some very, very compelling reporting. In fact, I believe it was Pulitzer Prize-winning reporting, and they did so back in September of 2020. Very comprehensive piece. And it started as thus, Dom, if you'll allow me, yeah, I'm just going to quote the New York Times. Donald Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes the year he won the presidency. In his first year in the White House, he paid another $750. He had paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years, largely because he reported losing much more money than he made. So if we believe the New York Times, and I do, because they supported this with lots of documentation, but if you believe the New York Times, and these are indeed the actual tax filing numbers of Donald Trump, and he's claiming, what, $750 in IRS liability at the end of the year? I mean, I need a year like that, right? Just as a working stiff who owns a small business. You know, your personal liability, just FICA suited and this stuff, typically adds up to way more than $750. So how is that even plausible? And how is it plausible? And I realize Donald Trump has always claimed he's something of a business success.
Well, suckers, but only the suckers pay taxes, Crudy. I mean, he said it. I mean, the words came out of his mouth. And if we believe the reporting and we look at it and can surmise from what's going on now with Mazars, you know, he's filing false, incorrect, illegal tax returns.
Let me read just a little bit more from the New York Times. After the president wages a re-election campaign that polls say he's in danger of losing, Yeah, after they rigged the election. His finances are under stress, beset by losses and hundreds of millions of dollars in debt coming due that he has personally guaranteed.
Right.
That makes it a little harder to squirm out, right? You can't go and claim, well, you know, the corporation borrowed the money. It wasn't me. Oh, unless you personally guaranteed that debt. Also hanging over him is a decade-long audit battle with the Internal Revenue Service over the legitimacy of $73 million tax refund he claimed. 1 year, $73 million in refund. An adverse ruling could cost him more than $100 million.
Yeah, so he not only did he not pay, he actually took money from the government. He took money from the people. I mean, this is who he is defrauding. That is why you have the Attorney General going after this.
A little bit more. The tax returns that Mr. Trump has long fought to keep private tell a story fundamentally different from the one he has sold to the American public. His reports to the IRS portray a businessman who takes in hundreds of millions of dollars a year, yet racks up chronic losses that he aggressively employs to avoid paying taxes. Is he really doing tax avoidance, or is he just losing money? Now, with his financial challenges mounting, the records show that he depends more and more on making money from businesses that put him in potential and often direct conflict of interest with his job as president. Well, that won't be a problem going forward, Dom.
No.
The emoluments clause, well, you know, apparently he's selling off that money loser of a post office turned hotel in D.C.
He was so proud of that.
I know. He told you all about it, didn't he?
He sure did.
You know, he's a builder.
He's a job creator.
So anyways, this could be the beginning of the end. Do you think I hope for too much, Dom?
It's just a continuation of what we know. He is a corrupt human being, and I wish for him the same as every other corrupt human being out there trying to game it. When we sit here and, you know, bust our heads trying to, you know, make a dime, and guys like that are playing the game. There has to be some comeuppance to it, and that is all I'm seeking. I don't want political retribution. I just want, if the guy's lying to the tune of $200 million on one property, that seems like fraud. It seems like it's illegal. He should pay the price for doing so.
I just want them to give him the Al Capone treatment. Nothing but the best. Come back with us. Nothing but the best. Devil's Advocates with my little buddy Dom all hour long.
I pay hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes.
Nobody knows more about taxes than I do.
As soon as my routine audit's finished, I'll release my returns. I'll be very proud to.